But thank you to everyone for your patience and working on our technicalities. And let's dive in to what will for now be a final shiur wrapping up all the loose threads of this opening sugya. Let's remember where we've been, put the pieces together, talk about where we're going next. So the Masechta opened with Bedikas Chametz, and we've been spending a number of shiurim trying to make sense of Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah had told us, opening Mishnah had told us that there is a Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz, when and how. Or Lar Ba'asar, Lar Haner, the Mishnah had left out why. The fundamental question of Din Rabbanan, what was the concern of Tema Tiknu? What concern drove the legislation, the creation of Din Rabbanan? For that, the Mishnah is silent, not surprisingly. The Mishnahs usually don't explain the why of the Takana. The Gemara doesn't explicitly either, but the Rishonim immediately jump in. And as you saw, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, Rashi says it appears to be the straightforward shot. There is, after all, an Isser against owning Chametz. No. It's Asher to own Chametz. So that's what Chazal said. Make sure, search your house, get rid of all the Chametz, make sure you're not in violation of Bal Yurah, Bal Yimatzu. That's what Rashi had said. Tosfos took what at first seems like a more complex route. Tosfos said it's not about the Isser of owning Chametz, it's instead about the Isser Deraisa of eating Chametz. It's a gzeira siyag. Bedikas Chametz is a siyag drabanan to make sure you don't end up violating eating Chametz. And Tosfos had grappled. We spent time on this the other week. Tosfos had grappled with a kasha that he's against themselves. If it's about eating Chametz, so then why is Bedikas Chametz unique, almost singular, in terms of why is Chametz singular in having a din of Bedikas? There are so many other Machalos Asurus. And Tosfos had several answers to that. Chametz is unique psychologically, lo begili minei. Halachically, it's more severe than most other Machalos Asurus. Isser Kares, so on and so forth. Isser Hanam. And then Tosfos said also, we spent some time on the second approach of Tosfos, that it's totally tikkun rabbanan ka'ein deraisa tikkun. That Chazal, where along the lines of what the Avos Rabbi Nosson said, Chazal in legislating the Dika Chametz, Nid Rabbana, in legislating the Dika for Chametz but not for other Isurim, they were following the lead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has Siyagim Daraisa for Chametz, but not in a way that you don't have by other Machalos Asurus. Namely, as the Ran says somewhat more explicitly, and Tosfos, as you saw when you read very carefully between the lines, you see that he's clearly applying that the whole Isser of Bayar Bayi Matzah itself is a Siyag Daraisa for Chametz. So that was Tosfos. But again, the simple approach is Rashi. You know how to own Chametz, forget about the eating. You know how to own Chametz, so you have to get Chametz out of. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Several kashas, but primarily the opening kasha of, but the Gemara says that there's another way to solve the problem of Bayar Bayi Matzah. The Bittul Ba'al Masagi. The Bittul Ba'al Masagi. And let's give a sort of a corollary, another twist to that kasha. You know, we tend to intuitively think of Bedikas Chametz as, like Rashi says, you know, our own Chametz, you get it out of the house. One second. Bedikas Chametz is only Drabbanan. So it's true that you min ha-Torah, you're not allowed to own Chametz, but clearly min ha-Torah there's some way of solving that without having to do Bedikas. Right? There's a gap. So how we solve min ha-Torah? Now, and then the Gemara, logically, you realize something's up. And the Gemara actually, as Tosfos quotes from Gorin Daf Dalet, Gemara actually fills in that gap. Yes, min ha-Torah, v'bitzel ba'al masagi. So then, if bitzel works min ha-Torah, what need is there that Chazal are filling? So that's what we began to talk about the last day or two. I want to put the pieces together and add a bit more. And then we'll take questions through. The Gemara says, v'bitzel ba'al masagi. V'bitzel ba'al masagi. So who needs Bedikas Chametz at all? The Gemara says, v'bitzel ba'al masagi, v'bitzel works min ha-Torah. That's why you only need Bedikas Mitzvah. So why do you even need Mitzvah? What problem is being solved? what problem is being solved. So the beginning of the answer perhaps lies in a ha'ara, a point that the Kesef Mishnah presents as a machlokus between two versions of what the Rambam wrote. And I should stress, I think I did not mention the other day, that the second Girsa, which the Kesef Mishnah highlights, appears explicitly in other Yishonim as well. It is the sheet that, for instance, the Rush holds this way. The question is, did the Rambam hold this way? Namely, and then maybe we should limit, maybe it's true that Bittul works, but Bittul only works for some types of chametz. Other types of chametz do require actual physical destruction. What? How do we categorize? Where we draw the line? So that second gears in the Rambam, it said, oh, maybe it has to do with chametz yadua versus chametz ein yadua. If I know the chametz is there, so then I have to destroy it. If I don't know, so then not. Which, as we dealt with, it's an interesting idea. It does seem to speak to bedika versus, I know the chametz is already there. Bedika, by definition, offhand, is where I don't even know if there's chametz. I'm looking to see if there's chametz. But we sought to sharpen that, to polish it. Because as we saw yesterday, we have a number of three comments from the Tanaim, plus other Gemara's comments from the Amoraim that speak about Bittul. and in most of those cases, you know the chametz is there. The Mishnah and Tess, the Gemara and Daf Zayin, Brisa and Daf Zayin. I remember, I'm on my way to the Bris, I'm on my way to the wedding, I'm on my way to bring my Karban Pesach, and then I remember, I remember the chametz, so now what do I do? So the Mishnah says, under certain circumstances, go ahead and do Bittul. Rice on Daf Zayin, a fellow sitting in Beis Medrash, Gemara seems to be discussing, is he in Seder, is he in Shir, there may be a mocker for having Shir in the Beis Medrash. Okay, there you go. So our minik is a very ancient one, because the Yoshi Beis Medrash, the Gemara says, might be Talmud Bifnei Rabba. He's in Beis Medrash, he remembers he has the dough at home, it's going to become chametz. We tell him, go do Bittul. What do you mean Bittul? Well, it's chametz yadua. So we saw yesterday, and this is where we're at. What we saw yesterday was a pair of ideas. The first was Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach had been working with the idea that maybe Bittul works by certain chametz, but not by all chametz. He had given a slightly different rule for which chametz is in and which chametz is out. And I'm grateful to, I think it was Aaron, who pointed out that the Rabbeinu Manoach himself didn't actually have the second girsa in the Rambam. If you read, as he pointed out, if you read the Dibra HaMasal of the Rabbeinu Manoach, he seems to have the first girsa that we have without any distinction. And the Kesef Mishnah, as you pointed out at the end, also says, mind the Rabbeinu Manoach is one of those who had the first Girsa. So he's actually saying, the Rambam doesn't distinguish. Rambam said, Bittul works by chametz. So the Rabbeinu Manoach is making the logical argument. But clearly, Bittul doesn't work by all chametz. When does Bittul work? He says, it's not just about Eino Yodeya, Eino Yodua, but it's either I don't know, or it's just very hard to get at. Because it's not so much about whether I know about it or not. It's a question of, does it lend itself to destruction? So if it's too hard, I know it's there, and yes, that's all, but I remember, but now it's some miles away. Perhaps. So we'll get later in the parak into questions of my machleif to pay someone to do bigger from it. The Mishnayos are caused by different types of costs. Not a financial cost, but I'm going to miss out. Bedikas chametz to be at the cost of my karban pesach, spiritual cost. I can go back, but then I'll miss that karban pesach. I can go back, I'll miss out being the bris, which is both obviously a spiritual and a sentimental cost. So we have to think about financial costs also. So if it doesn't lend itself to easy bits, easy destruction, then bits will work. And let's just wrap our arms around that. Number one, to understand what it means, and then to see how it plays out. Also, do you want to bring them in on yours? Let's remember what this means. We'll put this in context. Rashi and Tosfos, as we began to discuss yesterday, have a machlokes on Daf Dalet, a machlokes which we're touching on now, and we never will jump into more fully when we get to a Daf Dalet. Rashi and Tosfos raise a machlokes, what is bittul? We've been talking about when does bittul apply. What is bittul? What do you do when you're mevatel funds? So we probably came into the Masechta assuming like Tosfos, that bittul is another word for hefker. I'll be mafka mechametz, so now it's not mine. So I don't know it. So then I'm non-violation value of I'm mafka. Tosfos raises a question, but there are rules for hefker, like you need three. They try to deal with that. I think Rabbeinu raises more questions. If you mean hefker, just use the word hefker. Why do you think of a new term bittul? If you just mean hefker, just say you'd be mafka mechametz. And there are more questions also. That's Tosfos thinks it means hefker. Rashi and the Ramban say, no. It's more than just hefker. Maybe hefker could work also, maybe not, but that's not what bittul is. Bittul instead is a declaration, this chametz, I'm not interested in this chametz. As the Ramban said, it's ka'afra. Yasin oso ka'afra. I'm verbally, mentally, verbally deeming it as dirt. Not interested. Not significant. I'm making it negligible. I am neglecting the chametz. I'm verbally dissing the chametz. You don't count. I thought you talk about being mevatel a person. Or being mevatel an idea. You don't care about it. That's exactly what it means. Mevatel chametz. Not interested. Not chashu. So what's a nafkamina? So when we get to Daf Dal, hopefully we'll jump in more fully. But right, one thing that strikes us right away is how much do I accomplish when I do bittul? If bittul is merely hefker, as Tosfos says, so I'm not getting any mitzvahs for doing bittul. I'm going to still have to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu by destroying it. According to Tosfos, tashbisu only means physical destruction. And bittul is just an end run. Someone said a loophole. It's sidestepping. It's like if I never had chametz to begin with, there's no mitzvah to destroy the chametz. I don't get the mitzvah, but I have no issue. I'm avoiding the problem by Rabbi Mutz. So here, I gave it away. I sell it to the nachri. It's like mechiras chametz. I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of destruction. I'm avoiding the problem. Isser avoidance for Tosfos. For Rashi, for the Rambam, this actually is more than just avoiding the lav. By Rabbi Matzah, it's that too, it's much more than that. It's actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So when we think about that, so it's more powerful. Of course, it also requires a little more understanding. The Tosfos, as we said yesterday, we know what Hefker is. We've heard of this before. Hey, Rabbi, when we get laid in the parent, Rabbi David has some lum this place, take more in a dark. How exactly does Hefker work? Is it become ownerless or being mafkir to the tzibur or someone being mafkir to whoever pick it up next? Okay, we can involve the details, but Hefker works. We've heard of it before. How does bittul work? And that's what we've been grappling with the last 2 years. How does bittul, what do you mean? I call it ta'afkar. According to Rashi and Rambam, it's not Hefker. I call it off. As we said the other day, clearly if I take a piece of bacon and I call it off and then I eat it, it doesn't become kosher. I can't just call things dirt. There is objective truth. It's very nice that you think that this is dirt, it doesn't make it kosher. So the fact that I think that the chametz is dirt, but it's still chametz. It's very nice you think it's dirt, but if I see you're owning chametz. No. The halacha doesn't necessarily depend on how you perceive reality. A. B. This isn't, our religion doesn't believe in Santa. Our religion doesn't believe in pretend things are the way they aren't. It's not actually dirt. What does this mean? Well, Yachshon also ka'afra. So, Rabbeinu Manoah, number one, gives us a lot of power in understanding, making sense of what bittul means, according to Rashi and the Rambam. Because one, and that's part of the svar that's driving it, He wasn't driven by the Girs de Rambam, as Aaron pointed out. He was driven by, let's make sense of what Bittul even is. What is Bittul? It makes sense to say, if it were up to me, I'd be glad to get rid of it. I just can't. Either I don't even know where it is, or more to the point, I would love to get rid of it, but I can't. It's buried under rubble. It's miles away. I can't reach that deep into the hole, the chor on the outside. Okay. So then, that's the chiddush of saying that you can fulfill tashbisu in one of two ways. Either through physical destruction or through mental negation. But your negation is silly if it's right on the table and you're not destroying it. That's what Rabbi Nadav is saying. Oh, so now I begin to understand how Bittul Ashur is. Even for Tosfos, Bittul means half. It's easy to understand. For Rashi and Rambam, I'm making it Ka'afra Diara, that works in tandem with the fact that I can't actually be Levato. And that's why, logically, everyone else was saying, Bittul is limited to Chametz, that's E'afshur Levayer. It's impossible or very difficult. It's not feasible to destroy the chametz. So then the infeasibility of destroying it works together with my declaration. If I could, I would just destroy it. So I can't, but I'm not interested in it. So that's chametz that you're not in violation of. I'm not owning it in an interested fashion. And again, when we get to Dab Dal, hopefully we'll dig in even more into the Dab Dal, Dab Vav, the mechanics of that. And now, Rabosai, we worked on when does Bittul apply, to what sort of Chametz does Bittul apply, number one. We worked on what is Bittul, Rashi and Tosfos. And now, we can take it back to what is the Dika. What is the Dika? You'll notice, and this is where we left off yesterday, that the Rambam, coming back to where we started, and the focus of Rashi and Tosfos, why is there a takana of the Dika? So the Rambam seems to pretty clearly hold like Rashi by placement. He chooses to place the Dika's chametz in Parak Beis and on Parak Aleph. It's a detail within the rubric of owning chametz. Tashvisu, I mean, Rabban, you don't have to do the Dika's chametz. It's not an add-on to the issue of Achilah in Parag Aleph, it's an add-on to the issue of ownership in Parag Beis. The Rambam aligns with Rashi, both in terms of the definition of Tashbisu, and the definition and the essence of Bittul, and in terms of the rationale for the Dika's comments. So it could be that one drives the other. It could be that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos on Daf Beis because Rashi disagrees with Tosfos on Daf Daleth. Because of Rashi's fancier understanding of Bittul, it's not mere Hefker business, I'm making it Ka'afa, which we're already beginning to appreciate. It's a little more complicated nuance. Like Rabbi Elinov points out, it applies sometimes, don't apply other times. It applies sometimes and not other times, again, because of what Bittul is. If Bittul was Hefker, he master everything. The whole notion that Bittul only works for some comments is rooted in defining Bittul in this more nuanced Rashi Rambam way that's Ka'afar. Hefker is a blunt instrument. Hefker, I can be mafker anything. I can be mafker something on the table. I have no interest in being mafker this folder, but if I wanted to, I could. Ah, it's on the table. Yeah, that was Mafker. Hefker always works on Dover Shibur Shusa. The whole notion that Bittul only works sometimes is rooted in the definition of Bittul. So, the approach of Rashi and the Rambam, that Bittul is this more nuanced type of thing, probably gives us at least two ways of understanding how to respond to Tosfos's passion. I'm sorry? Tosfos, again, the opening passion of Tosfos.
And Tosa said, how can you tell me that the Bittu Ben Al-Masadi, so who needs?
So number one, good. Right, very, very good. So nice point there. Number one on Dalit, when Tosa says cats, very good point. Right. When Tosa says cats, Rashi and Abdallah, and he says, how could you say that you actually fulfilled Tashmisa with Bittu? Because we have a discussion later, but whether you fulfilled Tashmisa with fire or with any type of discussion. So what do you mean it's all Bittu? That's the answer to that Kaja is, Hagufa. Once you learn that Rashi, Bittu only works for a certain type of promise. And Havamah discusses that type of promise, it means physical disruption, the promise is Eshelabai, what type of beard do you do? Tosis would say, when the Gemara of Dal says the Bittu Al-Masagi, Tosis says, Min HaTorah, if you wanted to, you could just be mafker all of your chametz, and you're done. And you won't violate by Rabbi Matzah, because it doesn't belong to you anymore. Yes, we might tell you, make sure to hold on to one kazayis, so you could burn it later, otherwise you're going to miss out on the Tashbisa. But again, in terms of the big concern of all this chametz in the house, and Dika's chametz, Min HaTorah, just do hefker. You have your one kazayas to burn, the best way to just be mafkir. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. Rashi reads the Gemara as saying, not be mafkir, Bittul means this mason ka'afar. And again, this mason ka'afar is limited. The notion that limited only applies to certain chametz is an outgrowth of defining Bittul as being a ka'afar and not the blunt instrument of hefker. So this gives us to think two solutions, I think, at least, there may be more. You may come up with many more. At least two possible solutions to Tosis Kasha against Rashi and Abdei in terms of the Dika Summit. Because, number one, it gets you thinking, you know, Tosis bops Rashi over the head. How could you say you need the Dika Summit by Rabbi Matzah? The Gemara says Bittul works. Min HaTorah only needs Bittul. Right away we say, well, one second, take it easy. Tosis Lishitasim is Chaim pointed. Yeah, Tosis thinks Bittul always works. So say there's no reason to have Bittul come, Bittul always works. But right away, Rashi and the Rambam would likely respond, not so fast. Bittul sometimes works. Again, Lishitasim. Once you accept the notion that Bittul is this unique type of ke'ofar, it has rules, it doesn't apply to all chametz, it doesn't apply to the chametz on my table, it doesn't apply to the chametz that I could be mevayer if I wanted to. Oh! So, Bittul, when Bittul works, it works. So yeah, so the Gemara given a case, on Daf Daled, where the house looks clean, I walk into the house, it looks clean, I'm not sure whether Bedikah's chametz is already done or not. Do I have to do a second Bedikah just to make sure? Someone tells me, oh, we did Bedikas Chametz. Can I believe that person? Or do I have to say, I can't believe you, I'm going to do another Bedikas Chametz? That's the context in the Avdala. So yeah, over there, Bittul would be sufficient in our Torah. But there'll be plenty of other cases where Bittul does not suffice. And perhaps Bedika covers some of those. For instance, maybe, again, you got to think about this, there could be different ways of going down this road. I may know that I have, there could be cases where there's Bedikas Chametz, but the Chametz doesn't necessarily lend itself to Bittul. For instance, let's say I know there's Chametz in my house. I'm just not sure exactly where it is. I bought a box of Dunkin' Donuts this morning. It's here somewhere. It wasn't all eaten up. There's no way that the three people in the house already ate up 24 donuts. They're here somewhere, but where are they? That's the mystery. The chametz is here. The question is where. So is it so clear you could do Bittul? Well, maybe not. It's here somewhere. In other words, the first thing that Rashi and Rambam would respond is, yes, Bittul works in Min HaTorah sometimes, but there are cases where beer is really needed in Min HaTorah. And so Bedika becomes an outgrowth of beer. That's one possibility. And one other possibility, that I'm glad to take questions. We're going to leave aside Rabbeinu David for now. I think it makes sense. I was thinking last night, it'd be better to leave Rabbeinu David for when we get further into the parak. But I do want to, the last Ma'amar Makomos on the page, the fascinating Pnei Yeshua. We're not going to see it fully. I recommend if you want, when you hazard to see that piece of Pnei Yeshua, there's a lot going on in Pnei Yeshua. But for now, I want to touch on one thread. He sends us, Yadra Gemara, he sends us to turn the Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in the Ram. He sends us the Daf Aleph Amid Aleph. And the Bedafi Arif. And the I mentioned that the Ran has a long, uncharacteristically long, methodical, complete essay. So it's just comment on particular points. In Aleph Amid Aleph Adap Yarif, right over here, the middle, in Dibra Masko Ella, the line begins with a bracket. You see that? Halfway down the Yamad, around halfway down the Yamad, the line begins with a bracket. So he says, look, he says, Rashi writes, Bogus, Achon, Bidin, Shayavar, Oon, Bar, Ram, Ali, Matzeh. You do, Bidin, Kitzchon, and Stav, Oon, Bar, Ram, Ali, Matzeh. He says, in principle, that's Lomisha, Inam, Avach. If you don't do Bittul, yes, Bittul could work. And here again is a second way of unfolding, a second way of thinking about how you could solve for Rashi. Along the lines of this Ran, and maybe with an appreciation of, in light of the Machlokas, Rashi, Tosa, and Davdal. He says, look, we had mentioned this Ran outside in the past, right? That the Ran begins by saying, okay, I have a choice. I can eat either Bittul or Bedikah. On the level of the Raisa, they both work. On the level of the Raisa, they both work. So he says, look, Min HaTorah, I only need to do Bedikah, Bir, Lemisha, and Mavata, right after the brackets. Avalemisha, Mavata, Sagidahati. Yes, Min HaTorah, if I did Bittul, Bittul alone suffices. Bedikah could suffice alone, or Bittul. Ella, here's the key. If Pesha Bittul is there, there are exactly one line after the bracket. Kedai to see inside. Osios Machimos. If Pesha Bittul is there, Kali the Machshav Kanchav Ben Hayadam. This Bittul depends on people's thinking. The aim they were saying, Shavos. Different people think different ways, which is a borrowed phrase from elsewhere. What he's trying to say is Efsher Shaye Kalu Bekach Velo Yotzi Ulu Milivan Legamre. We're worried that maybe you'll be Mekel. Maybe you don't fully mean it. Maybe your Bittul is not fully Sholeh. So that's why Ranu Chachamim Lahachmish Lo Yaspik Bittul. That's why Chazal said Midrabanim, we're not going to allow you to rely on Bittul alone. The Hitzichu Bedika Ubiur. We require that you do Bedika and Bir, Shehu Maspik Gamken in our Torah. Bedika and Bir can work without Bittul. What did Ram just say? One approach to thinking about, you have to unpack it fully, one approach to thinking about how Rashi would respond to the Bittul Baal Masagi, and well, the Bittul Baal Masagi on certain types of comments, but the other comments of Bittul doesn't work. So maybe the Drabbanan of Bedika's comments was built on that. Again, Rashi, which is Tazal Gavdalit, who defines Bittul as being Ka'afar, Menela is more likely to understand that Bedikah is limited to certain types of Chametz. So Menela, okay. So that's approach number one. Approach number two is the Ram says, yes, Bittul works, assuming your Bittul is real. Assuming your Bittul is real. But what part of your body do you need for Bittul? There's a discussion about whether you have to do it with tail or not. Or is it enough to do it in your head? But whether you need to verbalize or not, really the verbalization might be necessary, but it's definitely not sufficient. Just saying the word is meaningless unless you mean it. Says the rabbi. And he says, angels stay in trouble. Some people will really need their bittul, and others won't. So that's why the Rabbanan said, you cannot rely on bittul. Yes, the Torah bittul works, assuming you really mean it. As I was saying, some people do, some people don't. So the Rabbanan, everyone has to do the Dika and Gior also. And here's the key point. That stands on its own. That's what Ram said. Answer number one for Rashi. I would point out to you that this also, I believe, ties into the Machlokas Rashi tells us in HaTorah and Daf Dal. Notice, I think that the concern of maybe it wasn't the Leif Sholem is more of a concern for Rashi. If I'm up here something, if I'm working with Kinyanim, so if I'm after something and I do it according to the official process of Hafkara, so I cannot necessarily say later, oh, I didn't really mean it. It's a larger sugya, kiddushin daf nun, but dvarm shabalibo. Gemara gives an example. A guy is, I sell you my house. I put my house on the market. I find a buyer. I sell you my house. We close. We go to contract. We agree you're going to sell it. It comes to the closing. English for the actual opinion. All right, you sign documents, hand over check, shkayach, enjoy the house. I come back, the seller comes back to the buyer 2 weeks later and says, sorry, I need the house back. So the buyer says, you need the house back. I bought it. He says, yeah. But the reason I sold it to you was because I thought I was making aliyah. But now I found out that's actually not working out, so I need the house back. What do you say? Yosef says, no, it's not, we can renegotiate. You can ask me if you want to start a new Kenyan. We can negotiate, maybe I want to sell it back to you. Right? But I can't just undo, I can't pull the plug on it. But the seller says, yeah, but I had in mind that I was selling to you Al-Manas, that I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm not. So we say to the seller, that's very nice you had that in mind. That's Dvar Shebelay. What you had in your head, in a financial context, you're doing a kinyan with someone. The fact that in your head, it's not going to matter. You could have said it. If you would say so, you put in the contract. You say, I want you to, I'm selling you the house because I plan to move to Eretz Yisrael. And it's predicated on I move to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. If you would have said it, that's different. The buyer might not have been so willing to buy it, or he may have renegotiated the price. But that would be binding. If you would have verbalized it tonight, I'm selling you the house on Manas that I moved to Eretz Yisrael, that's legally valid. That's halachically valid. But if the fact that you had this in your head, that's Dvar Shebelibo, unless it was very obvious, the Gemara says. But if it wasn't so obvious, you knew you planned to make aliyah. No one else knew. Dvar Shebelibo doesn't matter. So for Tosfos, one can make the argument, and you were asking before Abinaf Kaminas, for Tosfos, one can make the argument that, look, you were mafkir, assuming that you had proper process for hefker. Again, we'll negotiate more in Daf Dal. What does that mean? You need to have other people there. But if I do a proper hefker, I went through the process, it was hefker. Right? Let's forget about chametz for a moment. Apple, you choose to have an iPhone, for better or for worse. For better or for worse, number one, the choice to have a smartphone is fraught with all sorts of costs. I don't just mean financial costs. And then if you're going to have a smartphone, the choice to run something on iOS is fraught with costs also. Right? Things slow down after a while. So the phone is slowing down. And the guy says, nonsense. I'm going to get myself a new phone. This phone is hefker. Puts the old phone on the table and walks away as hefker. He turns around and sees that someone who always gets on his nerves, this guy who always, Reuven was mafker his phone, and turns around and sees that Shimon picked it up. Shimon always annoys Reuven. Maybe before Shem Kippur, she's doing tshuva, she's working on his midos. Well, Maisa, the first step in tshuva is hakara sakar. Well, Maisa, Reuven knows Shimon drives me crazy. For better or for worse, that's the way it is. Shimon irritates Reuven. Reuven turns around and sees, I was just mafkir my phone, now all people Shimon got it. And Reuven says, forget about it, I want it back. I renege on my hefker. Does that work? No, too late. You were mafkir, Even though you might have in mind anyone but Shimon, never Shimon, even if you were a never Shimoner, right, it doesn't matter. You were mocking your phone, it's gone, it's out of your hands. Whoever picks it up, picks it up. You can't play games later, this is for real. You were really mocking your phone, goodbye. You don't have any rights anymore. So too, remember, Tosfos thinks that Bittul is simply Hefker. It's just a fancy word for Hefker. So one can make the argument that the concern of the maybe he didn't really mean it is less severe for Tosfos. Tosfos wouldn't be as concerned that, well, maybe he didn't really mean it. Maybe he didn't really mean it. You were mafkir it. Like Reuben was mafkir his phone. He turns around and sees the Shimon got it, that irritates him. I'm sorry. You were mafkir it out of your hand. You regret your decision, but you can't undo it. There's no control Z, except maybe for tshuva. There's no control Z in life other than tshuva. So you were mafkir it too late. So here too, you're mafkir your chametz, goodbye. There still is a need to be mean it seriously, for sure, even if you say it's hefker. But the concern of belayv shalem, again, is much greater if you're a Rashi Rambam Jew. If you think that the bittul isn't a general hefker, it's not a hatna'ah. It's really about your lay. It's really about the attitude that you have about your chametz. So then it's the Ran's concern, maybe he didn't mean it belayv shalem when he said the bittul, is a far greater concern for Rashi than for Tosfos. So again, let's recap, and then we'll head back to this marriage, we'll back to questions. Let's recap. What I'm suggesting to you is that the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos level of Drabana and Davbeis may well be rooted with Shitasam in their machlokas level of Doraisa and Davdala. On Davdala they debated, this Din Doraisa Vittel, what is it? Is it merely Hefker, says Tosfos, or is it Rashi Rambam, this fancy, I'm making it ke'ofa, I am negating it. So that could impact how you understand Bittul versus Vedika on Daf Beis in one of two ways. Number one, Rashi and Rambam's approach that Bittul is this fancy making it ke'ofa likely leads you to assume that Bittul doesn't work on all chametz, only on some chametz. I can be mapped for anything, but as the Rebbe Manoah points out, the idea of saying kafir only is meaningful for certain types of chametz. So right away, Rashi and Rambam are likely to have a more limited application of the Bittul ba'amasagi. Bittul does not work for all chametz. There's plenty of chametz that needs real destruction. So we see that it needs beer, and so we understand that Chazal actually instituted du bedika as a lead up to that beer. That's option number one. It's the fact that the definition of bittul leads to a limitation on the scope of bittul. Number two is not only the question of the scope of bittul, to which chametz does it apply, but what's necessary for the bittul to work. For Tosfos, who says it's hafkara, if you did a hefker, like we said, the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Nun, selling the house because you had in mind Aliyah. If you're doing a hefker, one can make the argument that what you have in mind is of limited impact. If you went through the process, you were mafkir to the rabbin, and someone, that's it. Belayv shalom may not matter as much, may have some impact, but it's not going to matter as much if you're being mafkir. But if you say that Bittul is this new idea that I'm saying I don't hold of it, I'm negating it, I'm making a statement that I'm not machshav this chametz. So just as Rabbi Amnon had said, it doesn't work if the chametz is right here, we see that you do like it because you're not destroying it. So too, even if there's no evidence, but if you don't really mean it, deep inside your heart, you don't really feel this way, you're just going through the motions, so it's not going to work. So the Mailer, and that's what the Ram says. Maybe Chazal instituted Bidikas Hametz as a backstop. What? Yes, Bittul works if you mean it. But what if you don't mean it? Not everyone means it. Ain't they saying Shavos? What are we going to do for the guy who just goes through the motions? It's say he opens up the Haggadah and it says, you say Kol Chamir. So he says Kol Chamir. Does he know what it means? Does he really feel it? Does he believe it? Does he really mean it? So for Tosas, that's a bit of a problem. You don't even know what the words mean. Clearly, it's not going to help the Tosas either. But if you know what the words mean, but you're just thinking it, Rashi is very concerned about that. So the Ram says, that's why we have the biggest commentary. So as I said, the machloka drabanan, what was the svara, what was the concern that was driving the Takan drabanan of Bidikas Chametz? And what space is there for Bidikas Chametz that's not already covered min haTorah by Bittul? So that's rooted again in potentially two different ways. In the machloka min haTorah, by understand Bittul, is because certain Chametz is excluded, or because the Bittul only work if you really mean it b'lev shalom in a very profound way, which will not always be the case, but so Chazal put Bidikas Chametz into place. Again, so this brings us back to where we started, Machlokes Rashi Taisin Daf Beis, and now we have traveled around the Masechta and beyond the Masechta, learning about Siyag Daraisa, learning about Dram Shebelev, and all in order to be able to come back and appreciate Daf Beis Amaral. When we get to Davdal, Davav, we'll have the Glinetter an opportunity to dig in even further, perhaps, to see a beautiful Abayla David. There's a lot more going on, but we're already beginning to see, as I told you when we got started, the very first day, the opening Sugya is Drabanan, but as in Masechet Gittin and elsewhere, the opening Sugya is Drabanan already begins to introduce us to so many of the issues in the Torah that we're going to be returning to. As we continue through Masechta, we're coming to again and again, but already it's such an incredible, besides being the first sugya, it's an incredible psicha into the world of Chametz.